531. PM News at 5, whakarawhala hea atu, and talawhalawa, I'm Tauraki Rongo. A documentary by journalist Patrick Gower is questioning this country's drug laws and suggesting decriminalisation of marijuana. Gower says families should watch it together and broaden their thinking on the current justice system and drugs.
It's a responsible documentary about a problem we've got in society, which is we've got widespread drug use and abuse, and we've got laws that don't fit what's happening in reality. So you and your son can watch it, people and their grandsons or granddaughters can watch it. All I'm asking them to do is just look at it and think, hey, what is the right approach here?
A former community police officer says if government legalises cannabis and other drugs, it would be an open door to addiction. Nick Totassi says young offenders who become addicted to drugs don't care who they hurt.
And we've even seen that, you know, right across the board is when, for example, a mum, you know, is badly addicted to meth or something similar, she'll sell her own kids to, you know, for sex so she can get her next hit. You lose all sense of responsibility when you're addicted. And I don't want to see that for our Pacific people because we're already on the bones of our bum.
The latest child poverty monitor shows Māori and disabled children are two times more likely than Pākehā and non-disabled children to be living in hardship. It's prompted the Children's Commissioner, Judge Frances Avers, to say that while New Zealand has improved overall, specific groups are being left behind. She says on average, Pacific children are three times more likely than Pākehā to live in a mouldy and damp home. The commander of the 14th U.S. Coast Guard District says illegal fishing is one of the biggest threats facing the Pacific. Rear Admiral Michael Day told RNZ Pacific the Coast Guards help many nations protect their important fisheries.
It's a means of survival for a lot of these nations. A protein resource is a very important aspect to these different economies and to the peoples of these different island nations.
And the CEO of Pacific Media Network says the rapid changes in the way media is consumed will demand major changes on the way information is delivered. Don Mann says young New Zealanders between 18 to 24 years old gravitate to their mobile devices to access information.
There's any number of reports that have been released in the last month about what's happening with media consumption, what audiences prefer. If you just stay the way you are, you're not going to be relevant because the way people are consuming media is rapidly, rapidly changing. I think one of the challenges they've got is what Pacific expertise will be around the board table. Pacific representation will be in the executive leadership team.
That's News at 5. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.